Latte and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Latte, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter. We need to switch it up a little bit and talk some Sunday football.
We're going to get Wayne Larrivion in a minute. He's going to join us in a minute. But you can give us a call, 359-2255.
Let's go to Justin in Lovington. How are you, Justin?
I'm doing fine, Lon. How you doing?
Not too bad, my man.
I just called in to talk about this Arizona Cardinal game and versus Seahawks this week. It's a big game for Cardinals. We need to reclaim that NFC West back to top. And found out today we got Beanie Wells a little bit beat up to practice the hamstring.
Yeah, this might be a lot of Chester Taylor this week.
You still got to beat the Seahawks.
Oh,
they're
yes,
terrible.
You do.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I agree. Yeah, I agree, Justin. I think this is the game the Cardinals, they're playing that division now. You got to jump out to that 1-0, plus you can get a road win at the same time. I think this would be a big win for the Cardinals, that's for sure.
Yeah, and, going to Seattle with that big crowd, and that we always have trouble up there, and coming off that loss last week to Washington, that was about a heartbreaker. But I think it's a must-win. I know it's only week three, but I think it's a must-win for us.
Agreed, Justin. Hey, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right,
talk to you soon. The Arizona Cardinals, they don't beat Washington when they're really good or when they're really bad. So I don't think
Washington's 2-0 now.
They're very, yeah. I mean, that was a good win for Washington. So, what do you do? Hey, this hour of the Tay and Jay Show brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. You can visit them at kramersiding.com. Just to prove I don't lie, Jeremy, I've got Wayne Larrivion on here. Wayne, how are you, sir?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate this. This is going to be fun. Wayne Larrivion, of course, the voice of the Green Bay Packers, and also does quite a bit of work for the Big Ten Network. And, Wayne, I was thinking of this the other day when Jeremy mentioned you were going to come on with us. I started thinking in my head, who are some of the play-by-play guys that have the best job in the world? I think Jim Nantz is up there. He's got a great job doing the Final Four and the Masters. But Wayne Larrivion's right there, man. I mean, you get to do some fun stuff, Wayne.
Well, I don't know. You probably overrate my lifestyle.
It's not that good, huh?
No, not nearly as good as Jim Nantz, that's for sure.
Well, Wayne, you are, of course, doing the Illini Western Michigan game this weekend and also the Bears-Packers. Just kind of a busy weekend for you. Let's start with the Illini first. We've been talking about Illinois, and I know that word trap comes up every once in a while, but a lot of us are pretty comfortable that Illinois is going to come in and take care of business tomorrow.
Well, it's interesting because they put a lot in that Arizona State game. You could tell by watching the tape and seeing how hard they played and how hard they had to play in that ball game. It was an emotional win for them. But it's conversely, coming off a win over their arch rival Central Michigan for the first time in 6 years, the Broncos of Western Michigan are in a very similar situation. We were talking to their coach, Bill Kubit, earlier today, and he was mentioning the fact that, they're in the same position Illinois is. They expended a lot spiritually, emotionally, physically in the ball game last week. They had an easier time winning their game than the Illini did, but nonetheless, both teams come in maybe with a little bit of that trap game mentality.
Wayne, you can bring a little national perspective to us because, we dissect this team so much that maybe we lose sight of certain things. What are people buying into this Illinois team yet, and have people taken notice of this team after going 3-0?
Well, I think you've got to take this win over Arizona State, I think, was big from a national perspective. It kind of put them on the map. First time they had beaten a nationally ranked team in like 3 or 4 years, that type of thing. You've got to like the way this defense is playing. I think that's number one, especially in a game against a potent Arizona State team. I thought they handled themselves very well to get Ashante Williams back this weekend. I think he will certainly help and add to the depth of this defense. The other factor, of course, is Shieldhouse, the quarterback. Everyone's talking about him. He's the kind of kid who's really shown great improvement. He's just a sophomore, but he's done some special things. And with A.J. Jenkins out there, they've got some pieces in place. They could have a very good season and be one of those teams. I know around the Big Ten, people are starting to take notice that Illinois may be a factor here.
Talking with Wayne Larrabee. He's the voice of the Green Bay Packers and analyst, or the play-by-play man on the Big Ten Network. He's calling the Illinois-Western Michigan game. And we've been talking a lot about conference realignment, all the craziness. Of course, the Big Ten Network kind of maybe spurred all this because it's been so successful. The Longhorn Network with Texas, they wanted to kind of do that. Seems to be making a lot of people angry down there in the Big 12. Talking about the Big Ten Network, how big of an impact it's had. I know you've been there for quite a couple years here. Did you expect it to take off like it has?
Yeah, you know, I had an idea that it would. The thing about these networks is every league wants to have one, but it's not for every league. The thing that the Big Ten seems to have is quite a national appeal. All of their schools, and when you tell people, I'm going to go do Illinois and Iowa or somebody like that, people know right away, and they can envision something right away that they know exactly where you are and what you're doing. I think the Big Ten has a wider national appeal than any other conference in the country. And that, you know, goes without saying. The SEC has a great football product, a great product in general. It's huge down in the South. It's huge in the Southeast. Pac-12 is huge in the West. Big Ten is big all over, and it's true. And I'm not just saying that because I've been around the Big Ten for many years, but it's really the truth looking at it objectively.
Wayne, jumping to the next level now, you're also doing the Bears-Packers game, of course, now as the voice of the Packers. And if I'm not wrong, you were used to be the voice of the Bears as well. So kind of an interesting perspective for you on both sides of the ball. What do you see going on Sunday?
Well, you know, it's hard to get a handle because this is a little too early in the season to play this game, in my opinion. It really is. I know this. The Packers haven't found themselves yet on the defensive side of the football especially, but in general. And you know, I got a feeling we haven't really seen the Bears yet either. The problem with the NFL, guys, is that it's really not the NFL for about 4 or 5 weeks into the season. And then you start seeing teams start to behave the way they're going to for the whole season. You start to see the caliber of play pick up, the hitting pick up to where it normally would be. The problem with this whole scenario, with the way teams are prepared now for seasons, is that sometimes you're struggling to figure out who you are in the first month of the season, and then you get injuries, and that skews everything. And that's really the problem. But it's hard to get a handle on either the Packers or the Bears. I will say this, if you haven't seen the Packers play in Super Bowl 45, they're not the Packers yet.
Wayne, I'm a big Bears fan, and Alon's yelled at me because I just admire the way the Packers play. Aaron Rodgers, that defense. I'm a little surprised they haven't been as dominant, I guess, last week over the Panthers. But at the same time, you know, this team is so good. Maybe they're just trying to get used to some of these pieces that are coming back. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, they certainly are deep offensively. There's no question, deep in the skill positions on offense. They have some depth at different spots on defense, but you know, the loss of Nick Collins is huge in the middle of that secondary at safety, an all-pro caliber player and a leader on that team. He went out with a neck injury last week, and so that's something they still have to deal with. Defensively, they're trying to find themselves. They really haven't been able to put things together yet on that side of the football, but it's early, the first 2 weeks of the season. Dom Capers, an excellent coordinator. If they can get that defense on track a little bit, they have more than enough offense. Special teams, another area they're still kind of sifting through the changes of personnel and trying to figure out where they are there. But and I imagine the Bears have the same feeling. You know, who knows? Are the Bears the team that blew out Atlanta? Or are the Bears the team that, you know, they got hammered in the fourth quarter down at New Orleans? That's what we're all waiting to see.
Wrapping up with Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Packers, and also the Big Ten Network. And, Wayne, I find it interesting, both of these teams, I know with Ryan Grant, James Starks, a couple of guys that don't get a ton of carries. Same with Chicago, not using Forte a lot in the run game, but, of course, 10 catches out of the backfield last week. Interesting, do you see either team trying to get that running game grinding out this week?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Both of these teams, I think, subscribe to this. You know, that little swing pass to the running back, that's a run in their offense, right, in Mike McCarthy's offense, in Mike Martz's offense. You know, if you look at the numbers in the last two games the Packers and Bears have played against one another, you know, Forte has gotten his touches. And I believe in the first two games this year, he's gotten about 25 touches a game. So you have to look at it this way. Some of those little passes, some of those little arrow routes to the running backs or a little look-in route to the running back, that's on first and second down. for these offenses in the NFL today, that's a running play. And so they get a little maligned, you know, well, 52 passing plays and only 11 runs, that type of thing. Yeah, but, you know, Forte was targeted, I think, 10 times in that ball game, and so some of that has to account for the running game. But I tell you what, I think it'll be an interesting ball game. I wish these two teams were meeting about a month from now for the first time rather than this early in the year.
Wayne, I was thinking about calling you a broadcasting legend, and I think everyone would agree with you on that, especially in the Midwest.
Yes.
Here, because you do NFL, you do college, and I grew up watching a lot of Bulls games when they were that good with Jordan there, and I know you did a lot of Bulls games with Johnny Red Kerr, an Illinois guy, an Illinois legend here. What are your some fonder memories of Johnny Red Kerr?
Johnny was a joy to work with. He was really something else. He had such a feel for everything that was going on around him, and a real zest for life. But, you know, I remember I used to come in with all this information and these charts and this, you know, scorecard and everything else. And he would look at me and say, don't you have a life? You know? Because most lifers in the NBA, he just, and like most baseball lifers, they just absorb it. You know what I mean? It's just something to be absorbed. It's not something to really knock yourself out with and prepare for. But he was great to work with, you know, what a class guy, class gentleman, and the University of Illinois should be proud. He was a proud Illini, and I know the university has been proud of him as well. They should be. He and his wife, Betsy, both went to school here. That's where they met, and they had a wonderful life together, and God rest both of their souls.
Final question, Wayne. Do you have to wake up sometimes, and it takes you about 10 minutes to remember where you're at?
or in the game, who's in the game, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's 85 today? Is he a wide receiver or a defensive end? Well, is it Whitney Merciless or is it Greg Jennings, you know?
That's a good point. I tell you what, Wayne, you do an unbelievable job. I know as a guy that has studied broadcasting and followed your career, it's been a joy to listen to you. I always say nobody announces a third down and one for a first down in the second quarter of the second game of the year better than you do. It's like somebody's winning the Super Bowl, Wayne. It's awesome. So,
well, guys, you're way too kind, but I appreciate it very much and enjoyed very much talking with you.
Well, thank you, Wayne. Have a great weekend, both here in Champaign and up in Chicago.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one. Take
all right.
care.
That is Wayne Larrabee. He is the voice of the Packers.
Broadcasting legend, I'm going to say.
I agree. Yeah. I think I agree. I like that a lot. Hey, it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.